In this episode on The Scent of Light, I will speak on holy curiosity. A couple of months before Einstein died in 1955, my mentor, Dr. William Hermans, visited Einstein, accompanied by an editor of Life magazine, William Miller, and his son Patrick, a freshman student at Harvard. Life magazine published a tribute to Einstein in its May 2, 1955 issue, called The Death of a Genius. It is available online at Google Books or at a library. It included a section titled Old Man's Advice to Youth. Never Lose a Holy Curiosity, written by Bill Miller. The conversation is included in my mentor's book, Einstein and the Poet, In Search of the Cosmic Man. Towards the end of the conversation with Einstein, the student Pat asked, and I will read from the Life magazine article, "Does experience give us truth?" Einstein warmed to the boy's search for guideposts. "This is a difficult question," he said, a slight lisp noticeable in his voice. "One is always seeing things without being sure that one does see them. Truth is a verbal concept which cannot be submitted to mathematical proof." Dr. Hermans asked whether truth were not inherent in man. "You once told me that progress could be gained only by intuition and not the accumulation of knowledge." "It is not quite so simple," said Einstein. "Knowledge is necessary too. A child with great intuition could not grow up to become something worthwhile in life without some knowledge. However, there comes a point in everyone's life where only intuition can make the leap ahead without knowing precisely how." "You do believe in a soul," persisted Dr. Hermans. "Yes, if by this you mean the living spirit that makes us long to do worthy things for humanity." I, and this is Bill Miller speaking, broke in to describe my son's philosophical impasse. Now he can find no reason why he should strive to achieve. Einstein looked at Pat and simply asked, "Does not the question of the undulation of light arouse your curiosity?" The nicest thing about the question was his simple assumption that the boy would understand it. "Yes, very much," said the boy, his interest brightening. "Is not this enough to occupy your whole curiosity for a lifetime?" "Why, yes," said Pat, smiling rather sheepishly. "I guess it is." "Then do not stop to think," said Einstein, "about the reasons for what you are doing, about why you are questioning. The important thing is not to stop questioning. Curiosity has its own reason for existence. One cannot help but be in awe when he contemplates the mysteries of eternity, of life, of the marvelous structure of reality. It is enough if one tries merely to comprehend a little of this mystery each day. Never lose a holy curiosity. Try not to become a man of success, but rather try to become a man of value. He is considered successful in our day who gets more out of life than he puts in. But a man of value will give more than he receives." My mentor memorialized Einstein and his holy curiosity in his poem shortly thereafter. Einstein: "When dead, then let my worthless body burn, my ashes thrown into the silent air. On earth, no hole shall give my name a place. We rode through darkness with your precious urn. There was a splash, a bubble sobbed somewhere. Yet, friend, creation has preserved your trace. The trace leads up. Your pillow is a star. Your dream, you see a golden ladder rise and youth's ascending, white and black and brown, rung after rung, reach out and touch afar, a light, heart form that gleams into the skies. The pilgrimage is endless, up and down, and they are changed. They radiate and glow, filled with your conscience, your intuition. They act now with dimensions infinite. Their will and purpose crush what's base, low, and stop the atom from its hell-bound mission. They carry in their heart a holy writ. We are cosmic substance, co-creators we, of all that was and is and what shall be. And these, my friend, were your last words to me. Have always holy curiosity. This is Ken Norton on The Scent of Light. You can contact me via Ken at KennethEnorton.com. The Scent of Light episodes are archived on the web at KennethEnorton.com. That is KennethEnorton.com. Thanks for listening.